You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. And today I have Brittany Ward, who is the founder and CEO of A Marketing Whisperer and Create Collabs. And she's here to talk to us about the thing that you keep hearing about, but you don't know how to pursue it, influencer marketing. So a part of any PR plan includes partnering with people to help you get the word out as your ambassadors. And it's super important, but she's here to unpack all of that for us. So Brittany, thank you so much for joining me in the classroom today.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a real pleasure.
I think it's funny because a lot of us, I'm going to throw myself in there, because just like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I was rolling my eyes right along with everybody else with the idea of like, well, let's get influencers. But now I understand the reason I was so resistant at that time was because of the reputation surrounding influencers, because of people being involved in the process who weren't in it for the right reasons. They weren't being productive partners for brands. But now we see that this is such a huge benefit for women who say, okay, I think I'm going to do this. And I almost now say that it should be a part of every single woman's PR strategy, because we need each other. We need collaboration. And I think we all understand that concept, but we don't make it synonymous with collaboration. Sometimes looks like influencer partnerships.
Yeah, I mean, I think you sort of nailed it off the bat there. Is an influencer can be anyone who has influence. That doesn't mean you have to be, you know, Kim Kardashian with 48 million followers. You can literally be a local mom who is invested in a, you know, local restaurants and wants to take their family out to eat. This is pre-COVID, obviously. For that matter, you know, the more niche, the better. And once you build that community of people and following who are invested in what you have to say, it doesn't matter how many followers you have. It's all about sort of your engagement rate, the type of storyteller you are. Because when you partner with an influencer, you know, kind of that secret sauce is third-party credibility. That's really what you're looking at. So you're looking to partner with someone ultimately that has really great engagement and that has followers that are invested in their story, that are, you know, tell their story great through captions and through visual storytelling. So I think one of the main misconceptions is that the bigger, the better. That's not always the case. You know, as long as you find a really great fit with someone who believes in your mission, in the brand vision, and real life, you know, would be your customer, I think you have really hit a gold mine. So I think primarily that's the big one. The other is that influencer marketing, you know, is, I've heard both. It's either really expensive, oh my gosh, I can never afford to do that, or it's really cheap. Oh, you don't have to pay these people, you know, we'll just give them a free, you know, skincare, lotion, and we're off to the races. And I think that the thing to keep in mind here is it's really important for a collaboration to be mutually beneficial. The right person is invested and they want to craft really good content for you, which means it's time consuming to frame photos, to copyright captions that aren't just one single emoji, that actually tell your story. And then beyond that, you know, once they are actually posting content, good ones should be answering questions, both in the comments, in direct messages. They're really acting as an advocate and as a customer service representative to your brand. So I think the sort of misconception there is we don't have to pay these people. But you know, you get what you pay for in this circumstance. And then I think sort of the final misconception here is that, all of them know what they're doing and they don't, they're human beings. So this goes to show for budgets, for how much should we pay? It's a negotiation. You can't just show up with a dollar amount in mind, like Google or like Facebook, and expect to get X amount of impressions or reach. It's as much of a science as it is an art here. So you're going to have to create that relationship and come up with, you know, what is that winning sort of negotiation for both sides? And getting content that is valuable even after the post is live. So oftentimes, you know, you think influencer marketing stops after the post is live, but great relationships and collaborations, the brand should own that content. So now you have content to put on your website, to put on your social pages, to reshare, to put in your Facebook ads. So all of that, I think, you know, there's definitely a long tail that goes along with creating these influencer collaborations. So it's not just a one and done.
Yeah, that's, and I love that you're using the word relationships. That's becoming like a theme on this show. It somehow matriculates into everything we're talking about because it is so important. Do you agree that kind of setting up the goals for the campaign would be critically important?
Yeah, I think, you know, a goal, no matter what you're doing, influencer marketing is no different than anything else. You know, clear goals, and that, you know, that goal could be, we want to sell X number of products, but I think more importantly, you know, the goal should start with the end in mind. So if that is, we really need content to use on our Facebook ads, part of the conversation needs to be a brand brief that defines the types of imagery that you expect and need from your influencers. What is that onboarding process? How are you actually going to get them brand messaging to talk about in the captions? I'm a huge advocate of sort of inspiring them and giving them information they can then go back and use within their own life story. Because the last thing you want is it to come across as canned, right? Like, it needs to feel authentic. You want them to be able to tell the story, sort of the benefit, not the feature of your brand. And that all goes into sort of that goal setting, that brand brief and onboarding process that, in my opinion, you know, should ultimately start with not just an email, but a phone call to review all of these with your influencer. I think, you know, we get so caught up in digital communication, which is incredibly efficient. But if you hope to sort of inspire and tell your story, the easiest way to do that is really just to hop on a call to onboard and give them sort of a brand brief to get started.
So what are some of the different ways that brands should remember that they can use these partners?
That's a great point, because a lot of people think of sort of the simplistic transactional relationship. So we find the influencer, we pay this much, we get a post. But there are so many other ways to create a mutually beneficial collaboration. One of those is through affiliate links. And that could mean commission ongoing for an influencer as your product sells. That could mean they do a giveaway on their profile to help boost awareness and followers, both for them and for the brand. That could mean takeovers. So, you know, as part of our collaboration campaigns, we've had influencers both post content and then take over the brand account to sort of tell their story through the eyes of the influencer themselves. It's a really great way to engage your audience that may not, you know, necessarily always tune in, but this is something fresh and new and interesting. So there are, you know, there are really endless amounts of ways to integrate them into, you know, an influencer collaboration. I think, again, it just sort of goes back to defining those goals. Like, is the goal to grow your brand account? Is the goal to, you know, only sell more product and that's the only metric? But whatever that goal is, I'm a real advocate for sharing that goal with your influencer. Be transparent. Let them know exactly, you know, what your expectation is, because oftentimes they will come to the table with really innovative ideas themselves that you may not have even thought about. So I would just be, you know, really clear in setting the goal and the expectation so they have skin in the game.
Perfect. I mean, you were making so many things clear. You're conquering some myths that we have about working with influencers. You're talking to us about the different ways in which we can use that partnership and then how to get our goals together so we know that the campaign or the relationship was successful. So with all that in mind, if we had to give our listeners homework for the afternoon, what might that homework be?
I would say if influencer marketing is something you're interested in, be sure to be active on your social accounts and start sort of saving potential influencers as you come across them. You know, there are lots of tools out there to go and find influencers. Obviously, Create Collabs is one of those. But ultimately, if your goal is sort of DIY, I would say, as you're scrolling through, you're looking at your personal Instagram account, your brand Instagram account, start curating a list, because it's much harder to go out and seek them sort of, quote, the day that you're ready to get started, as it is organically coming upon people that you think fit your brand partnerships. So it's never too early to really start, you know, saving people for future reference.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.